So, over the last few videos, when I've talked about understanding people, in a life coaching context, it's good to understand the journey, how it is that our clients have got from where they were to where they are right now, and also what it is that they see for the future. And if you think that that's going to be interesting for us to know, I can guarantee you it will be even more insightful and interesting for our clients to know as well. Because sometimes we kind of go through life with our blinkers on, don't we? Where we're focused on the right here, right now. Some people get trapped in the past, focusing on the past all of the time. Some people live their lives just years ahead in the future, looking at that greener grass on the other side of the fence. Do you know when we get there? Do you know where there is? You know when we talk about getting there? You know life will be better when we get there. Well, many people are so focused on getting there that they always miss what's going on here and now. All right, so I want to present you with a little demonstration, something that you can actually practice on some people that you know right away. So if you have a child, a small child, or a husband, or a wife, or a boyfriend, or a girlfriend, or a mum, or a dad, or a best friend, or a colleague, or something like that, someone who's open to exploring their life story, I guarantee you're going to just really deepen the relationship because everyone loves to talk about themselves. And this exercise is actually more for you practicing your listening and hearing than what it is about them telling their story. Now, yes, it's going to benefit the client or the person that you practice, but more than anything else, this is just a listening and hearing exercise for you, which is something that is a great exercise or a great conversation that we can have, especially in the early stages of a life coaching relationship. It's about just asking our clients conversationally about their past, what lessons they've learned, not really so much looking at what issues they've had, but the lessons that they've learned, just talking about roughly where they've come from, how the past has influenced and played a part in determining the present, and then looking to identify the lessons that they've learned in the present from the past that gives them confidence and boldness to step out into a more meaningful future. All right, so don't worry so much about remembering the stuff. Just simply watch the conversation that I have with Karen in the next demonstration video, and then we'll build in kind of like a question template. You can use it as a script if you want to. I'm not going to use a script, but we're going to include a script into the course. You can just simply read through the questions and practice on someone else. But the purpose of this demonstration is about you practicing listening and hearing. And yes, you might be saying, but Kane, I've been listening and hearing my whole life. Yeah, that's fantastic, but there's certain things we want to be listening out for, especially in a coaching context, such as limiting self-beliefs that the clients have developed over the years that are going to stand potentially to prevent any action steps from ever being taken. So the sooner that we can identify any limiting beliefs, call them out, name them, and shame them, the sooner we kind of know what it is that we're working with as life coaches. You with me? So really simple exercise. I promise you, nothing complex about this. And if you do go on to practice on someone else, I promise you're going to really grow to understand and appreciate just how simple and how effective exercises like this can be. So I'll see you in the next clip where we're going to bring back Karen.